Now, singer Madonna is back in the news and has been for the last couple of days because recently she gave a spontaneous, unexpected performance in Times Square in New York as part of Pride Month, to kick off Pride Month in New York. And she arrived on stage wearing a very tight corset and not a whole lot else. And she performed, as you would expect Madonna to perform, in a very provocative way. Lots of gyrating involved in the performance, it has to be said. And wouldn't you know, surprise, surprise, the internet exploded. And she's getting criticism from all quarters in the last week or so about the fact that she still performs like that, still tries to be sexy. Some might say succeeds in being sexy at the age of 67. In fact, she's almost 68. She'll be 68 in August. And before we introduce our first guest, I'm just going to tell you about some of the comments online about Madonna and her corset. One person said, "I'm a huge Madonna fan, but I haven't really been liking what I'm seeing from her recently. It's natural to age, but she should do it with dignity, acknowledging the limitations that come with age. She needs to stop trying to look like a young girl and dress according to her age, respecting herself." And another commentator on Twitter was more brief, shall we say, in their thoughts and said, "Pathetic old hag, time to retire." And the tweets went on in that vein. And I really only just looked on Twitter, but I'm sure it was pretty similar, both in favour, it has to be said, and against Madonna across social media. Joining me to chat about this is somebody who has broken down a few barriers herself when it comes to ageing. She is writer Barbara Scully, who wrote a wonderful book a few years ago called Wise Up, which is all about the power and wisdom of the older woman. Barbara, you're so welcome. Great to talk to you.
Hi, dears. I'm glad you qualified that. I wouldn't like any of your listeners to think that I was gyrating somewhere in a very tight corset. I don't do that. Not yet, anyway.
Well, not yet, anyway. But never say never, Barbara, I always say.
You know what? I'm sure Madonna got a fair fine bit of money for that gig in Times Square. So, you know, there is that.
She's laughing all the way to the bank. But seriously, you know, I'm pretty sure where I stand on this issue, that I think, you know, more power to her, she can do what she wants. What do you make of all the criticism that people are saying, time to retire, grow old gracefully, etc., etc.?
Well, I think what the whole episode has highlighted yet again is that the world loves telling women what we should and we shouldn't do, and how we should behave and how we should dress and how we should present ourselves. And that is at the core of all of this. As you say, you know, there will be some people saying fair play to her, more power to her, doesn't she look amazing, yada yada. And there's other people saying, as the tweet that you read out there, calling her an old hag and it's time to retire. My view on all of this, and I was a fan of Madonna in the 80s. When she first arrived on the scene in the 80s, it was groundbreaking. It was shocking. I mean, her first song was Like a Virgin, and I remember the video that went with that, and it was like nothing we'd ever seen before. Madonna has been a groundbreaker from the day she ever burst on the scene, as I say, back in the 80s, the early 80s. But taking it out of the context of Madonna into a broader context, and it's one of the things that I feel really strongly about, is women should be allowed to do whatever they want to do. You know, you present yourself whatever way you want to present yourself, do whatever you want to do. And never is that more important than when you get older. There shouldn't be this kind of very heavily defined and policed way that women should act at any age, but particularly as they get older. And it's one of the things that I am constantly fighting against, because to me, you know, we have, and I mean, again, I'm old enough to remember, you know, before we had full equality, I mean, my mother had to leave work because of the marriage bar. I ended up having to adopt my own daughter as a single mother when I got married. Like, there was loads of stupid constraints around women's lives. And we've now moved beyond that. But the one place that we still kind of, if you like, hobble women is about their appearance. And that gets even louder as you get older. And to me, equality, the hard won equality that we have, means that as women, we have a choice. We can do and we can be whoever the hell it is that we want to be. And Madonna, as I say, has always been a groundbreaker. To appear as she did in Times Square, that takes a huge amount of effort, a huge amount of work, and a huge amount of money. And she has all of that, and she can do all that. It's not something that the rest of us may not aspire to do, but even if we did aspire to do, we probably wouldn't have the wherewithal to be able to do it. But that doesn't mean that Madonna shouldn't. She can do whatever the hell she wants to do, and we need to stop criticising women for stepping out of the narrow confines of how we or society thinks that women of any age should act.
And of course, then there's the double standard, because I mean, I could start naming male pop stars, starting with Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart. Mm. They're still, you know, they're still gyrating on stage all over the world, and there isn't a word about it saying go away and retire and sit with a blanket on your knees and take
exactly.
up gardening.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I think that brings up another kind of element of all of this, which is again misogyny, I suppose, and that is that older women, we have this kind of ick thing if they're trying to be, or if they are in some way expressing their sexuality, whereas we don't have that with men. It's okay for men to be sexual, you know, until the day before they die, but for women, it's not really seen as okay to present yourself in a sexual way when you are older, which again is patently nonsense. But again, it is one of the ways, and all of these are ways of keeping women, I mean, you mentioned the book that I wrote, and all of these are ways of keeping women from stepping into their power as women as they get older, by making us constantly be worried about how we look. I mean, the whole anti-aging kind of industry is exactly that. It's another way of policing women, of keeping us in our box. If we keep women distracted about how they look, then they won't actually, you know, step into their true power as older women. And I think that's a huge part of it as well.
She makes people uncomfortable, doesn't she? She makes a lot of people uncomfortable, because she's kind of saying, by being provocative, by dressing in a provocative manner, she's saying, I might be nearly 68, but I'm still a sexual being. And, you
exactly.
know, I'm putting myself
exactly.
out there. And she has a 29-year-old boyfriend as well, which also, by the way, attracted a fair amount of comment on social media. And again, you know, Mick Jagger has gone out with people the same age as his granddaughters, and there isn't a word about it.
No, it is a complete and utter double standard, absolutely. And again, as I say, I think we have a very fixed notion of particularly how older women should act and should behave. And she is kicking that all aside and saying, I can be this if I want. I can do this if I want. And I'm not ashamed of it, and I'm not going to hide about it. And I think as women, the rest of us should be applauding that. Now, that doesn't mean that I want to go out and do that. I would have absolutely, even if I could achieve it, and if I had all the money and whatever else other assistance she has, I wouldn't be remotely interested. I am quite happy with my older face. I quite like it. But, you know, as you said, I have stepped outside of what would consider to be kind of the norm by doing a comedy show, which I'm currently touring around with. And when I started last year, and I was doing a show in a theatre in Dublin, and there was two spaces. There was the main space, the main auditorium, which was like about a 300-seater. I was in the smaller studio space. And my show started a half an hour after the main show. So I was wandering around backstage, feeling physically sick with nerves, kind of trying to remember what my show was about, and, you know, going through it in my head. The main show had started, but there were people wandering backstage twice during the space of about 10 or 15 minutes. Two separate people came up to me and said, oh, are you the chaperone with the children? There were children in the cast of the main show. And I was like, No, I'm not. And they were like, well, why are you backstage? And I said, well, I'm going on stage in the studio in 10 minutes. And they were like, they looked at me and went, are you doing the comedy? And I was like, yeah. But again, it was seen as being, but like, I'm 64. They don't generally do comedy. So why are you doing comedy? Do you know? And it's, again, it's the same thing that as we get older, we should be quiet. We should worry about aging. We should spend loads of money and loads of our energy on, you know, fighting aging, which is a physical impossibility, even for Madonna. She's still 60, nearly 8. She's no younger than she was 5 years ago or 10 years ago, and none of us are. So, you know, again, I think there's lots of ways in which I hope that people like Madonna, and in a much smaller way, me, will make women think, you know what, it's never too late. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. And particularly as you get older, when you don't know, I don't think Donna ever gave a fig about what people thought about her. But I think increasingly for most of the rest of us, as you get older, you suddenly realise, yeah, I'm not looking for anybody's approval here. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
About how I look or what I'm doing. I don't answer to anybody. And so that's where I think what Madonna did was powerful. And I hope women recognize it for that and stop looking at whether, you know, whether the corset was a good look or whether she can still dance like the way she did or whatever else like that. That's not the point.
God, Barbara, you're making me want to go out and buy a corset now and start learning a few new dance moves.
Deirdre, if you do, give me a shout. I'm coming to see you. Listen, your dance moves in your corset.
I'll tell you, I still have a few moves. Before we let you go, Barbara, you've written, I mean, you are another example, and I'm sure you won't mind being compared to Madonna. You're another example of how someone, you know, a woman can keep challenging herself and keep reinventing herself well in her 60s. You've written a book and now you're doing the stand-up comedy circuit. And you're actually, you're doing a show in Tralee very soon, I believe.
And I'm so excited about it. Yeah, I mean, I found that I'm on a mission. Once I wrote the book, I am on a mission to say to older women, stop worrying about getting older. Stop criticizing yourself and enjoy the freedoms that come with being in your 60s and hopefully into your 70s as well. So I toured a show last year called Older, Bolder, Wiser, which was very much based on the book. And I've taken it a stage further now. My new show is called Because I'm Worth It. And it's about how we're all worth it. Do you know what I mean? Particularly as you get older. And it's about all the things that went wrong as I tried to indulge myself in various different ways. And I'll be in Tralee, which is the first time I'm playing Kerry. So I'm really excited about it. On this Saturday night in number 14 at 8 o'clock. Tickets are available on Eventbrite.
Yeah, number 14 is a comedy club, I think, near the Brandon Hotel. As far as I know,
I think it is. Yes, I think it is.
Brilliant.
I haven't been there yet.
Brilliant.
But I'm really looking forward to it.
And the tickets, where did you say the tickets are available, Barbara?
The tickets are on Eventbrite. You can search on Eventbrite, or if you want, go to my website, which is barbarascully.com, and you'll see it, a link there for my shows. And all the shows are in there with the links to the tickets, and that might be a simpler way to get at them for
and
you.
And can you confirm whether you will or won't be wearing a corset on the night?
You know, I might surprise everybody, but I think it's highly unlikely that I'll don a corset. But you never know. Do you know, I might stop eating today and, you know, you never know.
Watch this space. Barbara, great to chat to you. Thanks so much.
And
I hope you have a great night in Tralee on Saturday night. That's Barbara Scully there, a well-known writer and now comedian. Barbara wrote a really good book. By the way, I would recommend the book to, I read it myself, I devoured it. I'd recommend it to all you women out there of a certain age. It's called Wise Up, the Power and Wisdom of the Older Woman. And it's a great read, and it would really make you kind of reevaluate your life and get up off your backside and do stuff. And after the success of that, Barbara is now touring, doing a one-woman show, which I believe is very, very funny. And she's in Tralee at number 14 this Saturday night. But anyway, what do you all make of Madonna? That's what I really want to know this afternoon. Do you think she's an old hag who should retire? And I'm directly quoting somebody on Twitter. Or do you think fair play to her? Why not wear a corset and gyrate across the stage in Times Square at the age of 67, almost 68? Do you think she's a hero, a heroine? Is that the correct term? Or do you think it's time she called it a day and moved aside and let the younger generation of singers have their moment in the spotlight? We want your views, folks. 083 300 3300 to text or WhatsApp.